Brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Brother Kenny.
It's very precious to be together this weekend, even in this not ordinary way.
我们在这个不寻常的周末能够聚在一起，也是何等的宝贵。
A month ago, none of us could have even guessed where we would be.On this day.
一个月之前我们都不会想象有这样的事情发生。
But as I've shared in the last three sessions, my emphasis will not be upon the coronavirus.
我已经给大家分享了三堂，我的重点不是讲到我们现在说的这个病毒。
This will pass.
这个病毒会过去。
What the burden that the Lord has placed upon my heart is in His Word.
我心中的负担是来自于神的话。
It comes from a phrase in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
这段话是从希伯来书二章十节出来的。
Let me read that verse.
我们来读这节的经文。
For it became Him for whom are all things...By whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
原来那位万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
I prayed much at the end of last year and the beginning of this year for what the Lord had on His heart for Newark.
我在去年的年末、今年年初，在主面前一直寻求神要我在纽瓦克这边弟兄姊妹分享什么。
In many days, it was unclear to me.
很多天我没有得到明确的指示。
And then one morning, as I left for work after praying,
有一天早晨，当我离开家去工作的时候，在祷告以后
，This phrase "bringing many sons to glory" came to me as light from heaven.
这个领许多儿子进荣耀里去，就在好像在天上降给我的。
You know what that's like when the Lord speaks directly to your heart.
你知道当主对你的心说话的时候就是光。
Soon as I got into my office, I began to write feverishly.
我到公司以后就很快的去写下这些意念。
Everything that came to my heart on this matter.
所有的到我心中的这些的事情。
And the Lord gave me so much, I felt like.
我感觉到神给了我很多。
And this is what I'm bringing to you this weekend.
这就是我这个周末带给大家的。
I would like to read another few verses.
我愿意给大家一起读其他的几处的经文。
From John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14.
从约翰福音的第一章的第一节和第十四节。
In the beginning was the Word.And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
This is a very important few verses in John's Gospel.
这是在约翰福音中非常非常重要的经文。
And then I would like to read two verses from the book of Jude.
我们也读一些犹大书的几节的经文。
I don't know how familiar you are with the book of Jude.
我不知道大家对于犹大书熟了不了解。
If you ever choose a book of the Bible to memorize, it would be good maybe to think about Jude because it's one chapter.
你要想背一章的圣经，犹大书你可以比较容易背，因为它只有一章。
But look at his closing statement in verse 24 and 25.
在这一章的最后结尾的地方，24、25节。
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主独一的神。
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and ever. Amen.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。Amen.
Amen. Let's have one more word of prayer.
那么我们再有一点的祷告。
Father, we're so thankful that you made it possible for us to gather in this way this weekend.
主们何等感恩，你可以让我们这个的周末可以用这样的方式聚在你的面前。
We're so thankful that your presence is with us.
何等感谢你与我们同在。
We may be quarantined, but your presence is with us.
我们虽然可能在家中独居，但是你却与我们同在。
You can never be quarantined.
你不可能被这样的被困住。
You said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
你说我不会丢弃你，也不会撇弃你。
We thank you for that great assurance.
我们感谢你给我们的这样的确据。
And we thank you that you've given us a word for this weekend.
我们也感谢你这个周末你给我们你宝贵的话。
And we know that it's only your words that matter.
我们知道只有你的话才是重要的。
I always remind myself, Lord, of that wonderful verse that says, you alone have the words of eternal life.
我常常用那一句何等宝贵的话，说到你有永生之道。Your
words are spirit and life.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord, would you speak to us those words this morning?
主，你今天早晨也向我们说这样的话吗？
We want to conclude this conference on a high note.
我们想在这个特会要结束的时候，你把我们带到高潮。
And we know that you are that high note.
因为你就是那个高峰。
Speak to us, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，你向我们说话。
In your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名。 Amen.
Amen. As I have said to you, the entire weekend is focused upon this one phrase.
我说过，我们这个整个的周末的交通都是重点在这一节的经文。Bringing
many sons to glory.
领许多的儿子进入荣耀。It
is a phrase of extreme importance.
这一个节的经文是非常非常的重要。It
tells us what is in the heart of God for his people.
这说到神的心中对他的子民的心意。
It explains to us the mission of the Lord Jesus.
这是讲到我们的主耶稣到地上的使命。Finally,
it tells us what the determined end of man is.
也说到我们人类的最终的归处或者既定的归宿。Brothers
and sisters, sons and sonship is at the very heart of the message in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们, 儿子和儿子的名分是整本圣经的中心的主题。As
our brother Kong said once,
我们江弟兄曾经说过,
he said sons and sonship is closely related to the eternal purpose of God.
他说儿子和儿子的名分与神永远的旨意紧密关联。The
more I meditated on this phrase, the more it meant to me.
当我思想这个主题的时候，我就非常的了解。
It is the key that unlocks the mysteries of God's ways and the mysteries revealed in the Bible.
它是解开神的道和圣经中诸多奥秘的乐池。
It unveils the unspeakable link between God and man and man's ultimate destiny.
它就揭开神与人之间无可言传的联系和人的最终的归宿。
How full is this little five-word phrase?
这个英文的五个字是何等的丰满。
Now, I know there are many more with us this morning than the last few days.
我相信今天在一起聚集的弟兄姊妹比前几天要多一些。
If you will allow me the courtesy, I would like to do a quick review just so you know what we're sharing on.
为了你们的方便, 我可以很快地回顾一下我们以前的交通。
The first message was on the privilege of sonship.
第一个信息是讲到我们的那个特权,儿子名分的特权。
We said it was the ultimate privilege.
我们讲的它是一个终极的特权。
We see how in Hebrews chapter 1 and 2, the glory of God is revealed.
我们讲到在希伯来书第一、第二章,讲到神荣耀的彰显。
In chapter 1, we see the glory of the only Son of God.
第一章是讲到神独生爱子的荣耀。
Matchless glory.
那是无与伦比的荣耀。
The writer expressed the sevenfold glory of the Lord Jesus.
甚至希伯来的作者用七个方面来说明这个荣耀。
And then in the second chapter, we see the glory of the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man.
第二章更是讲到主耶稣作为人子的荣耀。
And we read the unthinkable.
我们读的时候都难以置信。
That he was made some little inferior to the angels, verse 9.
他在第九节讲到他造时候比天使微小一点。On
account of the suffering of death, he was crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God, he should taste death for every man.
但是因为受苦受死的苦就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
How wonderful that is!
这是何等奇妙的事！
And then comes our theme verse.
那就下面就是二章十节，是我们的主题经文。
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
原来那位万物所属为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
This glory was the Lord's alone, no one else's.
这个荣耀是我们的主耶稣理所应得的，他唯一配得的权利。
But it was his right alone.
是他的权利，只有他有。
But God in his mercy extended that to us as the ultimate privilege.
但是因为神的怜悯，他把这样的一个事情成为我们的终极的特权。
Can you imagine such mercy?
你能够想象 这么大的怜悯吗?
We went on to say this was an exclusive privilege.
我们也说到这是一个独有的排外的特权。
No other being in the universe but man was allowed to partake of this privilege.
除了人以外，一切其他受造之物没有得到这个特权。
It says clearly in Hebrews that he didn't take the angels.
在希伯来书说得很清楚，他没有赐给天使这样的特权。He
said he took the seed of Abraham by the hand.
而是赐给了亚伯拉罕的后裔。What
an exclusive privilege we have, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等独有的特权。
And we said that this privilege was the highest purpose.
我们也说到这样的特权是最高的旨意。
God has purposed that we would be conformed to the Lord's image.
神就定义要我们能够磨成神儿子的模样。
God has purposed that we would be part of those many sons that ultimately share his glory for all eternity.
神的旨意就是让我们也能成为那众子中的一员，能够一同的进到神的荣耀当中。
This is the privilege of sonship.
这就是那个儿子名分的特权。
Then we talked about the birth of sons.
我们又谈到儿子如何的出生。
You know, I used a word I didn't force the brother to translate. It's the parturition of sons.
我用到了一个词是不太常用的，是讲到分娩。
It's not a word we use very often.
我们不常在英文中用这个词。
But it means the birth of sons.
它的意思就是儿子的出生。
If we're going to be the sons that he brings to glory, the first thing we must know is to be born again.
我们要进入到那个得荣耀的儿子的情形，我们首先要重生得救。
Just as in natural life, it starts with birth.
像我们天然的生命从出生开始一样。
So in spiritual life, it starts with new birth.
在属灵的生命也是一样，是从那个新生重生开始。
In John chapter 3, it talks about the necessity of new birth.
在约翰福音第三章讲到这个新生的必要。
It's not an option, brothers and sisters.
不是可有可无的。
It takes the very best man that may have ever been, Nicodemus.
那里就讲到一个叫尼哥底母的，在人看来是最优秀的人。
All of his remarkable properties.
他所有拥有的了不起的品质。
And then the Lord told him, you must be born again.
但是主却指着他说，你必须重生。
This is the best of man.
这是最好的人。
And yet the very best of man needs to know new birth and experience new birth.
然而这个最优秀的人也需要经历重生的经历。
We looked at what follows new birth.
我们也看到新生以后发生什么事情。
This is the response of newborn son.
讲到这个新生儿的反应。
People ask me, how do I know that I'm born again?
很多人问我，我怎么知道我是重生的呢？
I tell them it's very simple.
我给他们讲非常简单。
The word says your response will be Abba, Father.
神的话说，你的反应应该是阿爸父。
This is the response, and this is the evidence that you are a newborn son of God.
这是我们新生儿的证据，也是我们的反应。
And then we looked at the condition of newborn sons.
我们也讲到这些新生儿的光景。
You know, I'm a grandfather of 7 children.
我有七个孙子辈的孩子。
They're ages 4 to 16.
他们的年龄从4岁到16岁不等。
And I can tell you the condition of infants and little children is very often self-centeredness.
我可以告诉你，无论是婴孩还是孩童，他们的一个表征就是以自己为中心。
They expect you to only care for them.
他们觉得应该只是关心他们而已。
They expect to be the center of your attention.
他期望大家都把他们当作中心。
They expect you to meet all of their needs.
他们期望大家可以满足他的需。
And if you don't meet their needs, they'll let you know it.
你要没有满足他的需要，他就会抗议。
The wonderful thing about being a grandparent is you can give them back.
作为祖父可以把这个孩子给他们的父母亲。
Brothers and sisters, many of us, when we're born,
弟兄姊妹,
just like those newborn babes.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在灵属灵里面重生的时候，我们也像这些婴孩一样。
But in the end, what the Lord is looking for is mature, grown-up sons.
但是最终神要的是那个长大成人的儿子。
Ones that can bear his burden.
能够肩负神的负担。
Ones that can be about the Father's business.
能够以父亲的事为念。
Ones that he can use to do his work.
能够被使用来做神的工。
And then we looked last night at the preparation of sons.
昨天晚上我们也讲到儿子们的预备。
God is doing a making work.
神在做那个制造、塑造的工作。
What I shared was this burden the Lord really impressed me with.
当我在分享我的负担的时候，神给我这样的印象。
Newborn babes and little children are born.
婴孩和小孩子是生下来的。
But sons are made.
然而儿子是塑造出来的。
God is arranging all of your circumstances and all of my circumstances for the one outcome so that you're made this son that he's bringing to glory.
主就安排我的环境，你的环境，大家的环境，让我们能够进到众子去的那个荣耀当中。
How this should comfort us in present circumstances.
在现今的环境对我们是个极大的鼓励。
Everything is arranged. Everything is made. Everything is to conform you to the image of his one and only son.
每一件事情都是经过神手的策划，每一件事情都是为着这样的一个儿子的目的。
We looked at the way this making process works.
我们也看到这个制作的过程是怎样的。
Number one, it's to endure child training.
第一件就是讲到要接受对于孩子们的训练。
We have a heavenly father who loves us.
我们天上的父是何等爱我们。
And we have a heavenly father that is devoted to bringing us to glory.
也知道这位天上的父是一定要把我们带到荣耀中去。
And the writer of Hebrews in chapter 12 gave us an extremely important exhortation.
在希伯来书第十二章，作者给我们一个极大的勉励。
That we would endure child training.
我们可以来忍受、接受孩子们这样的训练。
And by it, we would be changed from that condition of infant sons and little children to full-grown sons.
通过这一切，我们可以从婴孩、小孩子进入那个长大成人的儿子的。
We talked about being led by the Spirit.
我们也提到要借着圣灵的引导。
Romans 8:14 says an extraordinary thing.
罗马书的第八章的第十四节非常了不起。
It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God."
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
How we need to know the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit to turn us and to make us into sons.
我们如何的要明白圣灵要引导我们能够进入到被制造成儿子的这样的过程。
How we need to learn to listen to that still small voice.
我们如何的需要能够学习能够听到圣灵微小的声音。
This will lead us into all of his ways.
能够把我们带到神的一切的道路中去。
How we need to know the unction or the anointing which guides us in all the ways He will take us.
我们如何要应该明白圣灵的恩膏在我们身上，在凡事上的带领。
And how we need to learn not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们何等的要明白，不要让圣灵担忧。
It's easy to do. And when we do it, we'll realize the lack of peace.
当我们让圣灵担忧的时候，我们就失去平安。
But if we learn not to grieve the Holy Spirit, we will begin to grow, and we will begin to mature. And we will begin to be made those full-grown sons.
若是我们明白知道尊重圣灵，不让圣灵担忧，我们就可以走向成熟，成为那个成熟的儿子。
And finally, we're to grow in grace.
我们也需要在恩典中长进。
That was one of the last things the Apostle Peter said to the church.
这是彼得在彼得后书中所告诉教会的话。
Brothers and sisters, every grace is made possible to us that we might become those full-grown, mature sons.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个的恩典都已经预备好，也来让我们能够成为那个长大成人的儿子。
The word speaks of great grace.
在神的话中讲到丰富的恩典。
It speaks of the riches of His grace in Ephesians 1:7.
丰富伟大的恩典。
It speaks of the surpassing riches of His grace in Ephesians 2:7.
在以弗所书第二章第七节中也讲到极丰富的恩典。
Paul discovered all sufficient grace for every circumstance.
保罗也发现了那个足够用的恩典，在每一个的环境都提供给我们。
John the Apostle spoke of grace upon grace.
使徒约翰讲到恩上加恩的恩典。
And in the end, the Apostle Paul's testimony was, I am what I am by the grace of God.
在最终的时候，使徒保罗的见证就是，我今天成为这样的人，都是因为神的恩造成的。
This is supposed to be our testimony as well as sons of God.
这也作为我神的儿子们，也应该是我们的见证。
Well, today we'll look at the final thought.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要讲到最后一个信息。
Today we'll look at the end.
我们要看到最后。
Today we'll look at the presentation of sons.
今天我们要讲到这些儿子的呈现。
We can be assured of this one thing.
我们可以非常明确这一点。
In the end, we will be presented to God in glory.
就是在最终的时候，我们要在荣耀中被呈现到神面前。
Ultimately, He will bring those many sons to glory.
最终他要把许多的儿子进到荣耀中去。
This is our destiny, and it is His determined end.
这是我们的归宿。也是神已经定的终点。
There are three things on my heart.
在我心中有三件事情与弟兄姊妹分享。
First, it's glory revealed.
第一件事情就是讲到荣耀的显现。
What is glory in the Bible?
在圣经中荣耀到底是什么？
We have to understand what glory is.
我们首先要明白什么是荣耀。
Second thing is we need to not only know what glory is, but We need to understand glory experienced.
第二件事情，我们要讲到经历荣耀。
It's to be our very own experience.
要这个荣耀成为我们自己的经历。
And finally, lastly, the important thing is we need to know glory obtained.
第三件，我们要讲到荣耀的获得。
May the Lord help us to really understand these things.
求主来帮助我们了解这些事情。
If you're going to be among those many sons, you must understand these things.
你要成为那些众子进荣耀的，你必须要明白这些事情。
You must experience these things.
你必须经历这些事情。
And you must enter into these things.
你也必须来得到这些事情。
What is glory?
什么是荣耀呢？
Have you ever asked yourself the question, what is glory?
你有没有问自己什么是荣耀？
The world defines glory.
这个世界上也有荣耀的定义。
It talks about high renowned, or honor won by notable achievements.
它是讲到一个人引人有引人注目的成就而带来的名声和尊贵。
Many in this world, and sadly, many believers make this their aim.
很多在世上的人，可悲的是，很多信徒们也来追求这样的荣耀。
But listen to what the Apostle Peter said about this glory of the world.
但是听一听使徒彼得怎么讲这样的荣耀。
Listen to what he said about the glory of this life.
他讲到这个在世的荣耀是怎么说的。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24.
在彼得的前书的第一章第四节。
For all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away.
是彼得前书第一章第四节。
二十四节。
第一章第二十四节。说因为凡有血气的筋斗如花如草。它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。
This is not the glory that we seek.
这不是我们所想象的荣耀。
This is not the glory that will satisfy us as believers.
这不是能够满足我们的那个荣耀。
Listen to what Peter said in 1 Peter 5:4.
我们再看彼得前书的第五章第四节。
And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you shall receive the unfading crown of glory.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
This is our end.
这是我们的终点。
Brothers and sisters, the glory of this world will fade away.
弟兄姊妹们，这个世界上的荣耀会消失衰残。
But the glory that the Lord gives us will never fade away.
但是主给我们的荣耀绝不会衰残。
As a matter of fact, he uses this deliberate adjective.
这里他特别用的一个特别的字。
He calls it unfading glory.
他是讲到永不衰残的荣耀这个形容词。
How wonderful that is when you think about it.
这是何等奇妙的事情。
Now, what does the Bible say glory is?
在圣经中到底荣耀是怎么表述的？
You may disagree with me, but I have a certain thought about glory revealed in the Bible.
你可能不会同意我，但是呢，我有圣经的经节。
I don't think the Bible defines glory.
我不觉得圣经直接定义荣耀。
But I think the Bible clearly describes glory.
但是圣经非常清楚地描述了荣耀。
And I think the Bible absolutely reveals glory.
而且圣经也完全地把荣耀彰显出来。
The Bible talks about giving glory to God.
在圣经中讲到要把荣耀归给神。
All of you are familiar with Psalm 19, verse 1.
大家都熟悉在诗篇的第十九篇的第一节。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
One of my favorite verses is in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
我非常熟悉是非常喜爱的经节在启示录中第一章的第五、第六节。
The second part of 5 reads this way.
在第五节的后半部分这样说。
To him who loves us and washed us from our sins in his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to God his Father, to him be the glory and the might to the ages of ages. Amen.
他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。Amen.
Not only does it describe glory as giving glory to God, but it describes glory as a place of prominence and position.
不仅把荣耀归给神，能够表述这个颂赞的荣耀，而且也讲到在一个非常杰出的地位上显示荣耀。You
remember when Joseph was in Egypt?
我们记得约瑟在埃及的时候。
You remember how the sons of Jacob came to Joseph and he saved the world.
我们想到这个雅各的兄儿子们到以色到这个埃及来寻求约瑟的帮助拯救.
In Genesis chapter 45:13, he said this.
创世纪45章13节这样讲.
He said this to his brothers.
他这样
And tell my father all my glory in Egypt and all you have seen.
你们也要将我在埃及一切的荣耀和你们所看见的事都告诉我父亲.
Glory can be position and power.
荣耀可以是这个地位和能力.
In Exodus 28, verse 2, it describes glory as beauty.
出埃及记28章第2节是讲到那个荣耀可以表述为那个美丽.
When he's speaking of the high priest's garments, Moses was instructed, and thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother for glory and for ornament.
那里摩西被神所带领讲到这个大祭司的衣服的时候，这样说：“你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣，为荣耀，为华美。”These
are descriptions of glory.
这只是荣耀的表述。But
the Lord does clearly reveal what glory is in His Word.
但是神的话却非常的清楚的表明荣耀是什么。
There is a consistent phrase in the Bible that is repeated again and again and again.
在圣经中一而再、再而三地出现一个一致的字眼。
This one phrase reveals what glory really is.
这个字就说明什么是荣耀。
When the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness, they were told by Moses and Aaron this in Exodus 16, verse 7.
在出埃及记16章第7节，当这神以色列的百姓在旷野流荡的时候，在摩西告诉他们这样的话。
He said, "And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord."
他说，早晨你们要看见。
Brothers and sisters, that single phrase is of extreme importance if we're going to understand what glory is.
弟兄姊妹们，你要想了解荣耀是什么，刚才那个词是非常的重要。
When Moses was speaking of the offerings in Leviticus 9, verse 6,
当在摩西在利未记9章6节讲到各种祭物的时候，
And Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear to you."
摩西说，这是耶和华吩咐你们所当行的，耶和华的荣光就要向你们显现。It
is the glory of the Lord that is what's important in the Bible.
在圣经中重要的是讲到耶和华的荣耀。
And this verse makes it very clear that that glory of the Lord is a revealed glory.
这个神的话也讲得很清楚，耶和华的荣耀是可以显现出来的。
Exodus 9, verse 23.
在利未记的第9章的第23节。
And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people.
摩西亚伦进入会幕，又出来为百姓祝福，耶和华的荣光就向众民显现。
Now in that verse, in the English version, the word Lord is in all capital letters.
在刚才读的那个讲到耶和华的荣光的时候，英文的版本是所有都是大写的。
This is glory according to the Bible.
这就是在圣经中讲的荣耀。
It's the glory of the Lord.
是耶和华的荣耀。
And he goes on and he tells us a marvelous thing.
他也继续讲到非常了不起的事情。
It appeared to all the people.
他讲到要向众民显现。
You must notice this phrase, particularly when you're reading the Old Testament.
当你读旧约的时候，你会常常读到这样的话。
The whole Old Testament, all of its laws and all of its dealings.
在整个的旧约中的所有的律法，所有的发生的经历
was for one purpose,
是为了一个目的。
And that one purpose was to reveal the glory of the Lord.
这个目的就是要来显现耶和华的荣耀。
So let me ask you the question.
来，我问大家一个问题。
What is glory?
什么是荣耀？
Do you know from these verses what is glory?
你能不能在刚才读的经节中知道什么是荣耀？
You discover from this repeated phrase and from the whole Old Testament that glory is not a thing. Glory is God himself.
你从这些非常多的经文和旧约中就明白一件事情，荣耀不是一个事物，而是一位。
This is the chief revelation of the Bible.
这是最大的一个圣经的开启启示。
It is a marvelous thing to know that this glory is not a thing.
何等奇妙，我们明白荣耀不是一个事物。
It's a marvelous thing to know that this glory is God himself.
何等奇妙，我们能明白荣耀就是神自己。
And it's a marvelous thing to know that this God chooses to reveal himself to us.
何等奇妙，我们知道神却愿意把他的荣耀来显明给众民。
Thank God he is not some unknown God.
我们感谢主，他不是一个未知之神。
Do you remember when Paul was speaking to the Athenians in the book of Acts?
你记得在《使徒行传》中，保罗曾经向雅典人说话。
Let's read those verses. Acts chapter 17.
我们来一起读在《使徒行传》十七章中的经文。
Acts chapter 17, verses 22 and 23.
使徒行传十七章二十二到二十三节。
And Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, Athenians, in every way I see you given up to demon worship.
保罗站在雅略拔谷当中说，众位雅典人呐，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。
For passing through and beholding your shrines, I found also an altar that was described.To the unknown God, whom therefore you reverence, not knowing him, I announce him to you.
我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未识之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
They said that the Athenians would swear in the name of the unknown God.
这里讲到这些雅典人甚至向那些未识之神起誓。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord that our God is not an unknown God.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，我们的神不是未识之神。
Thank the Lord that our God is the God of glory itself.
我们感谢主，我们的神是那个荣耀的神他自己。
Thank the Lord that the God of glory has chosen to reveal himself.
我们感谢神，他荣耀的神向我们愿意向我们显现。
You know, when the Lord thought of bringing many sons to glory in the Old Testament, he thought about Abraham.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们的神讲到领众许多的儿子进到荣耀，他在旧约中想到的是亚伯拉罕。
That was the beginning of the real recovery of God in the Old Testament.
这是在神恢复当中的一个首要的工作。
And when he thought about Abraham, you remember what Abraham became. He became the father of many nations.
当我们想到亚伯拉罕的时候，我们就知道圣经称他为多国之父。
God from the very beginning was looking for sons.
神在起初就要找这些众子。
In Acts chapter 7 verse 2, it tells the whole story about Abraham.
在使徒行传的第七章第二十六节，这里讲到亚伯拉罕的故事。
The Holy Spirit captured the secret about Abraham in this single verse.
圣灵用一句话来总结亚伯拉罕的一生。
It says the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran.
在七章第二节。这里讲到，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
This changed the world.
这就改变了世界。
This changed everything.
就改变了一切。
Brothers and sisters, has the God of glory appeared to you?
弟兄姊妹们，这个荣耀的神有没有向你显现？
When the God of glory appears to us, that is when he can begin to really make us sons.
当那个荣耀的神开始向我们显现的时候，他就开始他在我们身上制作儿子的工作。
He can bring us to glory.
他可以把我们带到荣耀中去。
We talked about Hebrews chapter 1 a lot the first night.
我们在第一次的信息中讲到很多的希伯来书第一章。
It describes the Lord Jesus in a special way.
讲到主耶稣一个特别特别的地方。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
希伯来书的第一章的第三节这样讲。
Who being the effulgence of his glory and the expression of his substance.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Now I never heard the word effulgence until I read the Bible.
我在读圣经的时候才遇到这个英文字“光辉”这个字。
It means outshining radiance.
它是讲到那个非常大的光亮。
The very word effulgence means the glory.That, let me put it, the very word effulgence means that which fully presents the glory which is in something else.
这个英文的这个光辉这个字就是讲到能够反映一个另一个事物的完全荣耀的一个彰显。
In other words, when the Lord Jesus came, he fully presented the God of glory to us.
换言之，我们的主耶稣在他的里面把父神的荣耀完全彰显出来。
So when you read Hebrews 1:3 and it says he is the effulgence of his glory.
所以我们读希伯来书这里就是讲到他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
I'm sorry, Larry. It literally means he is the glory of his glory.
这实际上用字面意思就是讲到他是神荣耀的荣耀。
Then we think of the New Testament again.
当我们想到新约的时候。
In 2 Corinthians, you may not know this, the word glory appears more than any book in the New Testament.
你也可能不知道在哥林多后书 这个荣耀这个词出现的比其他的书信更多。
2 Corinthians 4 verse 6，
在哥林托后书的第四章第六节。
Because it is the God who spoke that out of darkness light should shine, who has shown in our heart for the shining forth in knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
This word describes the Christian life.
这个字就来代表或者描述我们基督徒的生活。
What happened to us is once we were in this world.
什么对我们发生了呢？是我们当时是在这个世界中。
But one day, the glory of God shone in our heart.
有一天，神的荣耀就向我们的心照亮。
And once that glory shone into our heart, something else happened.
当这个荣耀的光照在我们的心中的时候，有事情发生。
It was the, for the shining forth of the glory of God out of our heart to this world.
是在我们心中发出光，照亮这个黑暗的世界。
In all of this, as we have seen the face of the Lord Jesus himself.
在这一切的过程中，我们能看到耶稣基督面上的光。
Glory revealed.Is the, in the face of the Lord Jesus.
这个显明的荣耀就在耶稣基督的面上。
This is what glory is.
这就是荣耀是什么。
This is glory revealed.
这是荣耀的显现。
Now the next thing we need to think about.
第二件事情我们要思考的。
We don't just need to understand glory. That would be academic.
我们不只是要了解荣耀，这是一个学术上的，好像是学术上的。
The Christian life is about experiencing the glory of God.
我们基督的生命是要来经历荣耀。
It's not just to have glory revealed, but we must experience this glory for ourselves.
我们不仅能够知道这个荣耀的显现，更是要来经历这个荣耀。
If we're going to be sons that are brought to glory, this glory must touch us and must change us.
我们要进入到这个荣耀的，成为进入到荣耀的儿子，我们必须使这个荣耀能够来抓住我们，来改变我们。
The only thing that can make us sons is this individual experience of his glory.
真正能够改变我们的就是这个经历这个荣耀的个人的经历。
Just as the Old Testament was all about the glory of God revealed.
就像在旧约中是讲到神荣耀的显现一样。
The secret of the New Testament is the glory of God experienced.
在新约中这个秘诀就是要经历荣耀。
There's two verses in John's Gospel that I think are of tremendous importance.
在约翰福音中有两处的经文是非常非常重要。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
在约翰福音第一章的第一节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
This is the Lord Jesus in his pre-eternal glory.
这就是我们的主在那个过去的永世中的荣耀。
The next 10 verses explain his creative genius and how he is light and life.
在下面的这十来节经文中，就讲到我们的主他创造的能力，他是光，他是生命。
And then we come to verse 11.
当我们读到十一节的时候，
He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
Verse 12.
十二节。
But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God.
凡接待他的，十二节，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Even to them who believe on his name.
甚至对那些信他名的人。
This is the whole explanation.
这就是一个整个的解释。
Once we receive him, we have power to become the sons of God.
当我们接受他的时候，我们就有这个权柄可以做神的儿女。
Look at verse 13.
我们看第十三节。
Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
This is the necessity of new birth we were talking about last night.
这是我们昨天晚上提到的那个必须要新生的必要性。
Now, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus left all of his glory to accomplish this mission.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道我们的主把他所有的荣耀放在一边，就为了成就这样的事情。
He left all of his glory. He emptied himself of everything pertaining to divinity and glory.
他倒空自己，能够放下他一切的荣耀。
That we might experience the glory of God.
使得我们能够来经历他的荣耀。
Now look at verse 14.
我们读十四节。
Verse 14 says, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Brothers and sisters, is this your experience?
弟兄姊妹们，这是不是你的经历呢？
Have you beheld his glory?
你有没有看到他的荣耀？
This is what every believer needs to do.
这是每一位信主的人应该做的。
This is not a quick glimpse of the Lord.
这不是一瞥了一眼我们主的荣耀。
This beholding was such an important word to the Apostle John.
这对于使徒约翰来说是何等重要，要看到神的荣耀。
He gave the secret of sonship in this one verse.
他讲到这个儿子名分的秘诀的时候，用这样的经节。
He said, we have beheld his glory.
他说的，我们也见过他的荣光。
And then he described that glory.
然后他就表述这个荣光。
He says, as of the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
讲到是正是父独生子的荣光。
And he describes what comes with that glory.
他也讲到借着这个荣耀所带下的。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Have you beheld his glory?
你有没有看过见过他的荣光？
Brothers and sisters, when we see him in the spirit, everything changes.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在灵里面看见他的时候，他就改变了一切。
This is an experience that will transform our Christian life.
这个经历就可以改变我们基督徒的生活。
There's a hymn that is one of my favorites.
有一首诗歌我非常的喜欢。
I know you brothers and sisters sing it.
我知道弟兄姊妹也唱这首诗歌。
It's the hymn, Hast Thou Heard Him?
那诗歌的题目就是你的灵岂非与他会过。
And here's what the first verse says.
第一节是这样讲的。
Hast thou heard him, seen him, known him? Is not thine a captured heart?
你的灵岂非与他会过？你的心曾否被他所夺？
Chief among 10,000 own him, joyful choose the better part.
是否认他为人中第一人，欢喜拣选那上好福分？
Brothers and sisters, how we need to see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如何等的需要来见到我们的主。
How we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
何等需要那个赐智慧
chief prayer to the church at Ephesus.
这是保罗对于以弗所教会的祷告。
I pray that you would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him.
是保罗对于以弗所教会所祷告的，让他们有智慧和启示的灵，照明他们心中的眼睛。
That the eyes of your heart would be open.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使我们真知道他。
That is glory experienced.
这是荣耀的经历。
You remember Moses' experience in the Old Testament.
我们也记得摩西的经历。
You know, Moses is so important. He's the third most named person in the whole of the Bible.
摩西在圣经中非常重要，在排第三个在圣经中最经常出现的人。
David is the second most named person in the Bible.
大卫这个字，大卫这个人在圣经中出现的是排第二位的。
But by far, there's one more named in the Bible than both of them.
但是有一位比大卫和摩西更多的出现。
And that's the Lord Jesus himself.
这是主耶稣他自己。
He is glory.
他是荣耀。
Do you remember when Moses went up to the mountain to get the tablets that were broken?
你记得摩西到山上去的时候，要因为那些他的石板被摔碎。
You remember how the glory of the Lord came upon him, and when he came down the mountain, they had to veil his face.
你记得他在山上下来的时候，他的脸上放光，必须用一个遮住他的脸面。
You remember that experience?
你记得他的这个经历。
His face shone with the glory of God.
他的脸面放光，放出神的荣耀的光。
But brothers and sisters, our experience in Christ is even greater than that.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们在基督里面的经历比这个更大。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
在哥林多后书的第三章的第八节。
But we all looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face are transformed according to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Lord, the Spirit.
第三章十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Brothers and sisters, this is our experience.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的经历。
This is how we become sons of God, mature sons of God.
这是我们如何能成为神的儿子，并且长大成人的儿子。
This is how we live in this life.
这是我们如何过今世的生活。
This is how we go through our daily circumstances.
这是我们经历每天的环境的。
We see the glory of the Lord.
我们看见神的荣耀。
We're transformed by the glory of the Lord.
我们也被神的荣耀所改变。
And brothers and sisters, the encouragement of the New Testament is this is with unveiled face.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们那个激励就是这是一个已经打开的这样的荣耀。
You remember Moses' experience in the Old Testament?
你记得摩西在旧约中的经历。
You remember one time he prayed, Lord, show me your glory.
有一次摩西向神祷告，要神把他的荣耀向他彰显。
That is a tremendously bold prayer.
这是个很大胆的祷告。
And you remember what the Lord said to him?
你记得主怎么对他说？
He said, and it shall come to pass,
他说到到了时候，
when my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover me with your hand, but my face shall not be seen.
他是说的，当我经过的时候，我要把你放在磐石的穴中，用我的手将你遮拦，你不你可以看到我的背影，但是不能看到我的脸面。
You all remember that story.
我们大家都知道这个故事。
Moses only saw the backside of the Lord.
摩西只看到神的背影。
But look at this 2 Corinthians 3:18. We behold the face of the Lord with unveiled face.
但是在林后的3:18，这里却讲到我们众人可以敞着脸，能够看到神的脸面。
Can there be a more tremendous experience?
这是个何等了不起的经历。
You remember what the Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 1.
我们记得使徒保罗在加拉太书在格罗西书中这样讲。
Verses 26 and 27.
哥罗西书第一章的26-27节。
The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and for generations, but has now been made manifest to his saints.
这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the nations.Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, this is unthinkable mercies.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们无法想象的这样的怜悯。
Not only can we behold the Lord face to face, behold his glory and be transformed.
不仅我们可以来敞着脸能够看主的面，并且被他改变。
But this glorious one takes up permanent residence in us by the Holy Spirit.
但是这位荣耀的能够借着圣灵住在我们的里面。
This is the greatest secret for Christians in the whole of the Bible.
在圣经中，这个基督徒最大的秘诀就是这样的。
That mystery that's been hidden from the ages in God.
这个奥秘是藏在历史历代当中的奥秘，现在。
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在我们心中成了有荣耀的盼望。
Can you imagine any more wonderful thing?
你能够想象比这个更奇妙的事情吗？
Brothers, it's one thing, brothers and sisters, it's one thing to say like Moses, show me your glory.
弟兄姊妹，像摩西这样说，请把你的荣耀向我显现。
And only have a passing glimpse of his backside.
而只能看到他的背影一闪而过。
It's another thing to know his glory daily in our lives.
完全不同的是，我们今天可以每天都经历他的荣耀。
To behold with unveiled face.
能够敞着脸，能够来看他。
To look upon the glory of the Lord.
能够来观看我们神的荣耀。
And to be transformed from glory to glory. What a wonderful thing.
能够改变，荣上加荣。
And it's even more unspeakable when you think about it.
当我们更想的时候，我们觉得就特别的更不能可思议。
That the Lord of glory comes and abides in us.
这个荣耀的神可以住在我们的里面。
Not outside of us.
不是在外面的。
Inside of us.
而是在我们的里面。
And this is what real glory is.
这就是真正的荣耀所在。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面，荣耀的盼望。
I think this should be our everyday experience.
我相信这应该是我们每天的经历。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗？
Only the Lord saw the glory of the Lord, and only Moses impartially.
只有摩西他自己看到一点神的荣耀。
But we have the unspeakable privilege that daily this can be our experience.
但是我们有这样不可表述的特权，每天都可以来敞着脸来看神的荣耀。
How tremendous this is.
这是何等的奇妙。
Look what it says in 1 Peter.
我们来读彼得的一书，前书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1 verses... let me see that. It was in 2 Peter. Sorry, Larry. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 through 9.
彼得前书1章6到9节。
Listen, this is our daily experience.
我们听，这是我们每天的经历。
Wherein you exalt for a little time while at present, if needed, put to grief by various trials.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
That the proving of your faith much more precious than of gold which perishes, though it be proved by fire, be found to the praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Whom having not seen you love, on whom though not now looking, but believing, you exalt with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。 并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。I
often say that believers are the most blessed people upon the face of the earth.
我常常说，我们信主的人是世界上最蒙福的人。It
is true when you think of these verses.
这实在是何等真实，当我们读到这些经文的时候。It's
unquestionably true when you look at these verses.
当我们读到这些话的时候，实在没有任何的疑惑，这是真实的。It's
incredible that we can think that daily, our daily experience can be experiencing the glory of the Lord.
难以置信，我们可以每天经历这位荣耀的神。Even
in the midst of our trials.
甚至在我们的试炼当中。Even
in the midst of coronavirus.
甚至在这个 病毒流行的时候,
even in the midst of our difficulties,
甚至在我们特别困难的时期,
because by this glory of the Lord that is in us, He is transforming us into His very image.
因为借着在我们里面这个荣耀, 祂可以改变我们, 把我们变成神儿子的模样。
Now I want to look at one last point.
我们也讲到第三点，最后一点。
Not only are we to know what glory is,
我们不仅要知道什么是荣耀。
Not only are we to know glory revealed,
我们不仅要明白怎样经历荣耀。
Not only are we to know glory in our experience,
不仅要知道荣耀的显现，也经历荣耀。
But in the end, we're to have glory obtained.
最终我们要获得荣耀。
Isn't that a wonderful thought?
这是不是非常奇妙的想法？
Brothers and sisters, everything we go through in this life pales in comparison to the glory that we shall know when we are with the Lord.
我们在世上经历的一切，比起我们要将来要得到的神给我们的荣耀。
Those that have allowed him to do his making work in them, his sons will obtain that glory.
当我们允许神在我们身上做制作的工作的时候，我们就能够成为那些进到荣耀的种子。
I think all of those believers that have remained babes will come later.
我相信那些还没有成长的那些婴孩、小孩子的信徒会在后面出现。
Thank God we never lose our salvation.
我们感谢神，我们不会失去救恩。
And in His mercy, He'll continue to work in those.
而且在他的怜悯当中，他们继续对每一个人做工。
And in eternity, they too will share in all of His glory.
在永世当中，他们也会和神一同分享荣耀。
In the end, it is glory obtained.
在最终的时候，我们可以获得荣耀。
I don't know if you think this is possible or not.
我不知道你是不是相信这是不可能的。
You maybe think this is impossible.
你可能认为这是不可能的。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord is to make the impossible possible.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们的主可以使不可能成为可能。
There are three things that make this impossible possible.
有三件事情可以使不可能的成为可能的。
First of all, it's His divine will.
第一点就是他神圣的旨意。
Secondly, it's His divine request.
第二是他神圣的要求。
Thirdly, it is His divine work.
第三是他神圣的工作。
All because of these things, we have the guarantee that we will be sons that go to glory.
因为这三点，我们可以得到这个应许，我们可以进到荣耀的儿子的行列。
Let's look at each one of these individually.
我们一点一点来分享。
First of all, the divine will.
第一点就是神圣的旨意。
Go back to Hebrews 2, verse 10.
我们再回到希伯来书的第二章第十节。
This is our theme verse.
这是我们的主题经文。
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。是救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
It was the Lord's divine will to bring many sons to glory.
是神的神圣的旨意，要把众子领到荣耀中去。
This is His determinate will.
这是他既定的旨意。
Listen to what it says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4.
在以弗所书第一章第四节这样讲到。
Verse 4 says, According as He has chosen us in Him from the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督耶稣里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Listen to verse 5.
我们听第五节。
Having marked us out beforehand for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will.
有因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
This is His divine will.
这是他神圣的旨意。
This is His inalterable will.
这是他不可更改的旨意。
Your will and my will change all the time.
你和我的意志常常会改变。
But this will cannot be changed.
但是这个旨意不会改变。
I love the word in Acts chapter 2, verse 23.
我非常喜欢在《使徒行传》第二章的第二十三节的经文。
Peter was speaking on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候，彼得在这里说话。
And he spoke about the determinate will.
是讲到神那个既定的旨意。
He was speaking of the Lord Jesus.
也讲到我们的主耶稣。
He said, Him given up by the determinate will or determinate counsel And the foreknowledge of God, ye by the hands of lawless men have crucified and slain.
这里讲他既按着神的定旨先见被交于人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
Sometimes I believe we think that the Lord was just crucified and slain by evil men.
我们常常想到的是那些坏人把我们的主钉在十字架上杀了。
It would have never happened unless God had willed it.
若不是神的定旨，这件事情不可能发生。
The great revelation that Peter brought that day of Pentecost was to say this was because of his determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God.
这个极大的启示借着彼得所说出来的，就是主耶稣上十字架是神既定的旨意和先见。
How wonderful is that determinate will?
这一个既定的旨意是何等的美好。
You know, when I think of my own will, I think how feckless it is.
我想到我自己的意志的时候，我们会常常犹疑不动。常常犹疑不动。
How lack of strength and character it has.
是没有力量和没有品格的。
How irresponsible my will often is.
我自己的职业常常没有责任感。
But thank God that the will, it doesn't depend on my will, and it doesn't depend on your will.
但是感谢主，神的职业不是因为我和你的职业而定。
Brothers and sisters, in all together, our becoming those many sons that are brought to glory,altogether depends on his divine will.
我们被像众子带到荣耀中是他的神圣的旨意。
And because it depends on his divine will, it can never fail.
因为是出于他神圣的旨意，他永不失败。
That is the encouragement from the word of God to us believers.
这是对我们信主的人，神的话对我们的激励。
To those of us who waver and think this is impossible,
对我们那些好像动摇的、觉得不可能的人的一个激励。
It is based wholly on His divine will,
因为这件事情是完全在乎他神圣的旨意。
The second thing,
第二件事情
，The Lord made a divine request.
我们的主也做了一个神圣的请求。
One of the most precious sections of the Bible are those chapters in John's Gospel from 13, chapter 13 to 17.
在约翰福音13到17章是圣经中非常宝贵的神的话。
There's hardly anything like it in Scripture.
在圣经中很难找到像约翰13到17章这样的经文。
We see the Lord sharing his innermost thoughts with his own disciples.
我们发现在那里我们的主把他心中最深的能够和他的门徒们分享。
We see the Lord sharing his innermost heart with his Father.
也把他心中最深的和他的父神分享。
And we see in the end that great high priestly prayer of our Lord Jesus.
在那个十七章的时候又讲到我们主那个大祭司的祷告。
There's no prayer like this in the Bible.
在圣经中很难找到这样的祷告。
It stands alone as the prayer in the Bible.
在圣经中，这个大祭司的祷告是一个唯一这样的祷告。
How tremendous this is!
这是何等奇妙的事情。
Look at John 17, verse 4 and 5.
在约翰福音十七章的四到五节。
I have glorified thee on the earth. This is the Lord speaking to the Father, by the way.
这是主向他的父这样讲道。
I have glorified thee on the earth. I have completed the work which thou gavest me that I should do it.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。
And now glorify me, thou Father, along with thyself, with the glory which I had along with thee before the world was.
父啊, 现在求你使我同你, 享荣耀, 就是未有世界以先, 我同你所有的荣耀。
Can you imagine this divine request ever being refused?
你能够想象这样的神圣的请求会被拒绝吗?
Look, when you look at Hebrews 3:1, we know that this divine request was never refused.
我们看希伯来书第三章第一节的时候, 我们就知道这样的请求不会被拒绝。
That's not, it's not the verse I was thinking of, brothers and sisters. When the Lord went to the right hand of the majesty on high, this we know, this prayer was never refused.
当我们知道我们的主升上高天, 在至大者的右边的时候, 他的请求不会被拒绝。
This was all his divine request.
这是都是他的。
Look at chapter 17 of John's Gospel, verses
20 to 24.
The Lord broadens his request to the Father. He says, I do not demand for these only, but also for those who believe on me through their word.
他说我不但为这些人祈求,也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求,第二十节。
That they may all be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
七章二十一节,使他们都合而为一,正如你父在我里面,我在你里面。 使他们也在我们里面, 叫世人可以信你差了我来。
And listen to this verse 22.
我们听第22节怎么说。
And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one as we are one.
你所赐给我的荣耀, 我已赐给他们, 使他们合而为一, 像我们合而为一。
I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfected into one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me, and that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
我在他们里面,你在我里面,使他们完完全全的合而为一,叫世人知道你差了我来,也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Father, as to those whom thou hast given me, I desire that where I am, they may also be with me. Listen to what he says, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world, righteous Father.
父啊,我在哪里,愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里。 我们下面这个经文,请大家注意,叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀,因为创立世界以前,你已经爱我了。Can
you imagine this divine request ever being refused?
你能想象这样神圣的请求会被拒绝吗?
It's unthinkable.
是不可能想象的。The
Father who delights in the Son will never refuse this divine request.
父亲如此爱他的爱子,绝不会拒绝这样神圣的请求。He'll
never say no to the request of his own son that said, let them be with me in glory.
他父神绝对不会来拒绝他儿子的请求,让我们这些人与他的儿子一同享荣耀。Let
them behold my glory that I had with you before the world's foundation.
让这些人能看到在创立世界以前我和你一同享受的荣耀。Brothers
and sisters, this request will never be refused.
弟兄姊妹们, 这样的请求绝对不会被拒绝。
And the last thing,
最后一件事情,
we need to think about his divine work.
我们也来想到他神圣的工作。
Brothers and sisters, he is the one that is doing this work.
弟兄姊妹们，他是那位做工的主。
Look at Romans chapter 8.
我们来看罗马书的第八章。
I think you all know these verses.
我们都很熟悉这些经文。
Verse 28 and 29. What comfort these verses have been to millions and millions of believers.
这些圣经的经文激励了成千上万的信徒。
When we think of what is in the world, what's happening today, and when we think about what will happen in the future, these verses give us incredible comfort.
当我们在这个地上经历现在的情况和将来的一切的时候，这些经文对我们有极大的勉励和安慰。But
we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Because whom he has foreknown, he is also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。This
work of his is a predestined work in us.
这个他的工作就是一个预先已经定下的工作。Can
this work ever fail?
这工作可能失败吗?
It cannot fail.
不可能失败。It
is his tireless and determined work, and it shall be accomplished.
这是他不知疲倦的工作，也是他定义要做的工作，一定会成就。Look
at verse 30.
我们看第20节。
But whom he has predestinated, those also he has called. And whom he has called, those also he has justified. But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, the sheer comprehensiveness of that verse is astounding.
弟兄姊妹，要了解这样的话语，我们实在是非常的惊奇。It
shows his complete work from eternity past to eternity future.
这就给我们看到他从过去的勇士到将来的勇士整个的工作。But
whom he has predestinated.
那些预先定下的人,
That's the divine will in eternity past.
在过去的永远中, 他预先定下,
These he has called.
那些又招他们来,
Every believer is a call of God.
每一个信徒都是神呼召的。
Paul said to the Corinthians, called saints.
保罗 来表述哥林多的圣徒是说蒙召的圣徒。He
doesn't just call us.
他不仅是来呼召我们。And
whom he has called, these also he has justified.
所招来的人又称他们为义。How
wonderful that is.
这是何等奇妙的事。What
a beauty that is in the word.
何等美丽的神的话。We
are justified in Christ.
我们在基督里可以称义。He
sees us just as if we've never sinned, because the God the Father sees us in Christ Jesus.
当我们的父神在基督里看我们的时候，好像我们完全无罪。And
listen to this, this work doesn't stop just with justification.
这的工作也不停在称义的地步。
But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
所称为义的人, 又叫他们得荣耀。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you think there's any chance this work won't be complete?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到可能这个神的工作不能成就？
I think there's no chance.
我相信没有任何的机会。
I think it's absolutely clear by the word of God. What he has said, he will also do.
这在神的话中是绝对的清楚，他所定义要做的，他一定要成就。
I always take great comfort that verse in Philippians 1:6 that Paul wrote to the Philippian church.
我常常在腓立比书的第一章第六节得到很大的激励。
Having confidence of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it unto Jesus Christ's day.
他说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Isn't this marvelous encouragement?
这是不是非常奇妙的勉励？
It's not you who are doing the work.
不是你在做这个工作。
It's he who is doing the work of bringing many sons to glory.
是神在做这个领许多的儿子进荣耀的工作。
And he doesn't just begin the work in you and get so frustrated that even God of glory gives up.
这不是神在你里面动了善功，觉得非常的没有盼望、希望，就放弃。
The wonderful encouragement is that he who began in you a good work will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ.
这个奇妙的神的话的勉励就是说，在我们心中动的善功的这位要成全这个善功。
These are the last verses I want to share with you.
这是我想给弟兄姊妹分享的后面最后的话。
From the book of Jude.
从犹大书。
Verse 24 and verse 25.
第二十四。
This is a marvelous closing.
这是非常奇妙的这样的一个结束。
To me, this is one of the most marvelous closings in all the books of the Bible.
在所有的圣经中的书卷中，这一个是非常奇妙的结束。
Listen to what it says.
我们来听他怎么讲。
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling,and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主，独一的神。
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power,both now and ever. Amen.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今直到永永远远。Amen.
What an assurance this is, brothers and sisters.
这是何等的确据。
His work can never fail.
他的工作绝不会失败。
You may fail.
我们可能失败。
I may fail.
你们可能失败。
But he cannot fail.
但是他永不失败。
He's able to keep you from falling.
他可以使你永不失脚。
He's able to present you faultless, believe it or not.
你可能不相信，但是他可以将你无瑕无疵的献上。
Before the presence of his glory.
能够在他荣耀之前，
not with sadness and sorrow, but with exceeding joy.
不是悲观的悲哀的，而是欢欢喜喜的。
This is the work of the Lord, the divine work that can never fail.
这是神圣的工作，是绝不会失败的工作。
Brothers and sisters, this is the burden the Lord has laid on my heart for this weekend.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神放在我心中的负担，为着这个周末。
Bringing many sons to glory.
领许多的儿子进入荣耀里去。
How hopeful we need to be.
我们何等有这样的盼望。
We have the privilege of sonship.
我们有这个儿子名分的特权。
We have been born as sons.
我们出生就成为神的儿女。
All of his work is devoted to preparing us as sons.
所有神的工作就是来预备我们成为神的儿子。
And finally, because he is doing that work, he will present us as fully grown, mature sons.
因为是他在做他的工作，所以我们可以被他能够作为成熟的儿子被引领到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, I hope this is the encouragement to you that it has been to me these months. I've been meditating on it.
弟兄姊妹，这几个月我在神面前的思考，这些话成为我的激励，我也希望这些话成为弟兄姊妹的激励。
I can't tell you how the Lord has encouraged my heart so much.
我甚至不能表述这些话对我的激励有多大。
No longer is this a question in my mind.
在我的头脑中没有任何的疑惑。
I now know it to be a fact.
我知道这是事实。
He will bring many sons to glory.
他要领许多的儿子进入到荣耀里去。
What an unspeakable grace it is to be included in that number.
这是何等无法表述的恩典，我们可以进入到这些众子的行列。
This is the word that is on my heart.
这些是神放在我心中的话语。
Father, we thank you so much we could be together this weekend.
天父，我们实在是感谢你，让我们这个周末可以聚在一起。
We're so thankful we can open your word together.
我们何等感恩，我们可以一起打开你的话。
We're so thankful we can consider your word together.
我们也可以一同来思考你的话。是何等的感恩。
We're so thankful that we can get great encouragement from your word.
我们何等感恩你的话可以成为我们的激励。
And we tell you, Lord Jesus,
主，我们也告诉你，
what you have said, we know you will do.
你所说的，你也一定会成就。
And for that, we give you all the glory.
为此我们献上所有的荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.